We've got Carol Spears from Power Talk Speak Well, and she has been speaking about using visual aids while presenting a speech or a workshop. And they sound easy in theory, but in practice, quite a bit of challenge, isn't there?
There's a lot to remember, absolutely.
Yes, yes. So we've talked about PowerPoint, and you've also talked about other types of visual aids, such as using objects. And I was actually thinking while you were talking before about OHPs.
Oh, yes.
Did you used to use those?
Indeed, indeed. They were great, mostly. So this is where you had a machine that projected an image up onto a large screen, usually used at schools a lot.
Yes.
And it was, you had a plastic, well, I call it an acetate, and you had to write on it, or you could actually print on it in some occasions and show it up on the screen, and the teacher could mark it up, and there was all sorts of rules around what you would do with that.
Gosh.
I haven't seen that for years, actually.
I think if you said that to a younger person today, they would look at you oddly and think, what are you talking about?
Or they might find a machine somewhere in a cupboard and think, what on earth do you do with that?
Perhaps in a museum, I don't know.
It could well do, yeah.
Right, now we were talking about what makes a great PowerPoint presentation. Now, what sort of equipment do you need if you were being asked to do a presentation? What are some of the criticals that you need?
Well, let's assume then that you're going to use PowerPoint. You would obviously need some sort of package. We keep talking about PowerPoint, but there are alternatives to that product. If you don't want to pay for the Microsoft suite, you can get into a thing called Google Presentations, or there's Prezi, P-R-E-Z-I, Google Slides, of course. There's even another product I've been using lately called Canva, C-A-N-V-A, canva.com. You can find that. And basically these software products have some templates with them, so it can help you get started. So you'll need some sort of software, I guess, is the first technology piece you'd need. Obviously, you're going to need some sort of laptop or tablet or something that's going to connect to a data show, usually. So a data show is a piece of equipment, generally quite expensive, but coming down in price, is a piece of equipment that projects your image up onto the screen. There's another tool that is starting to be commonly used now. It's a thing called
A technical thing?
Yes. Isn't that terrible? It's Chromecast, beg your pardon. So yes, Chromecast, sorry about that. Sorry, just escaped me for a moment. But Chromecast is where you can hook up your computer or laptop to a TV screen
and you
cast it over. So again, Bluetooth needed there with some Wi-Fi technology. So those are becoming more common, I think. With Chromecast, because it's quite in its early days, it's a fabulous piece of kit actually, but you do need to practice and make sure that it is going to work in the environment that you're going to use, and people can see what you need them to see. So make sure that that's working well before you rely on it.
Would that be in the event you're showing an image that you're not intending to show? Is that what you mean?
Yes. So you could end up showing something on your screen if you've got a weird and wonderful background on your, you know, a wallpaper piece that you think, wow, that's fabulous, but it's really not appropriate for a corporate environment, for example. So you might want to just check that you've got everything that should be viewed.
You're not talking from experience, Carol?
Well, no.
I'm just checking.
Very careful about these things. So yes, you don't want to show something that's not appropriate for the audience. And you also want to have it pre-prepared and ready to go, so you're not fiddling around with the technology. You know, the first 10 minutes of your speech is taken up with trying to hook up the cables or you know, get the Wi-Fi working. So that's one of my key tips, is to test and test again. So there's,
when you are relying on technology and things, they do fail.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of equate it to being on a model on a runway and you're falling over. What do you do?
Panic.
How do you come back? If, for example, you were doing a presentation, I don't know, for 1,000 people at some really serious national, international conference, and it all turns to custard, what could someone do and not look like they've got egg on their face?
So have a backup plan, basically. So with these large conferences, and I've been to quite a few of them, they generally have tech people around so that this doesn't happen. Or if it does happen, they've got some folks around that really know the technology really well and can help you get up and running. But do have a backup plan. Have your notes, for example, on paper so that you can just carry on with your speech and, you know, without the visuals. In fact, that's actually quite a good sign of a good speaker, is that if they didn't have the visuals, could they do the speech in the same way or the presentation in the same way? So always think of that as your backup plan. If I don't have this visual, what would I do? How would I explain it? Or how could I show it in some other way?
Yeah, totally agree with that point. It's, can you get back on that runway?
That's right.
And walk with half a heel.
That's right. So, I mean, it's about apologising, saying, I'm sorry, this is not working, but don't labour the point. Get on with it. You know, people aren't willing to wait too long for you to kind of fiddle about with stuff. So just ditch it and carry on and have your backup notes in front of you.